This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bad days, what you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, what you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, what you gonna do when we come for you? Bad days, what you gonna do when we come for you?
As any good bad gay, I love the brunch. I love the brunch, because the brunch is that perfect point of the day where I've had my 12 hours sleep, I've dragged myself out of bed, maybe splotched on a face or two to make myself presentable, and I've gone out to get a bite to eat and a good cup of coffee. And imagine my surprise one day as I was trundling along and I saw this little cute boutique-y type place that said The Ambitious Act, and I thought, oh, what a quirky name, I might head on in there and have a look.
As you do.
And lo and behold, I met Justin. And it came as I sat down to get my coffee and my chili scrambled eggs. It came about that I was reading this fantastic script as
a
menu.
What do you mean?
As the menu.
What?
And I thought, this is really peculiar. What is this all about?
Okay.
Justin.
Hey, how are you going?
Hey. Oh, my God, he's right next to me. Hey, Justin. Wait, but he hasn't got four coffees on him. I guess it's 8 p.m. It's fine. It's all right. We'll forgive him. It's all good.
So, Justin, The Ambitious Act. Now, not being on any of the Book of Faces or the Twittergram or anything like that, I have come across your website.
Yes.
And it states that The Ambitious Act is all about giving ambitious artists, one might say, like Alex and myself, and actors, an outlet to flex their creative muscles. Now, we obviously flex our bad gay muscles every Tuesday night, but tell us about this. The Ambitious Act, tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, sure. Me and Nicole created The Ambitious Act about a year ago. Basically, we wanted to create a hub for actors and creatives to come along and mingle and network and, you know, have a space to get creative and also drink coffee and stay alive through what we, you know, our kitchen downstairs. And but just, yeah, just a hub where actors could come and meet up.
That's so cool. Who are the types of people? I would imagine a lot of different types would be coming in.
Oh, you get all sorts of types. You get people bursting through the door, like in their theatrical ways, going, I'm here. And they get people that just shyly come in and be like, hey, I heard you guys are into acting. Like, yeah, there's such a fantastic array of individuals.
That's so cool. Now, like you said, there's a huge array, all different types of characters. Surely not everyone has made it to Hollywood yet.
Not yet,
fingers crossed. You must have had a drive behind it. Like, I'm looking right into Justin's eyes. He's not a bad person at the end of the day, Helen. He's a good one.
He's not a bad gay?
He's not a bad gay. Oh. I think he's a good one. I don't know.
Are you
Hang
a bad
on.
Gay?
I could be bad anything. Who knows?
So, Nicole, you know, Justin's given us a bit of the background and we were chatting off air. You're an actor, a playwright, a business owner, what is it, are you? Are you just crap at all of these things and you thought you'd throw them all in together and just see which one stuck, or what's the story?
Hey, why not give it all a crack, hey?
Yeah.
If you can't be good at everything, you might as well be bad at something. We just loved so many aspects of these things. Who doesn't love coffee, brunching, Melbourne, it's classic. And then there's so much potential for all those people out there who want to get creative, who are actors, who are writers. Just thought we'd give somebody a space to come and do it all. So, yeah, that's what we're about.
And is it taking off? Are you getting
slow and steady. Like, a year ago, we didn't know how to make a coffee. So the fact that we're making coffee now and actors are coming in and liking our coffee and utilising the space, which is something that we're really proud of. Like, after 1 year, that people are actually coming in and using the space and, you know, doing rehearsals, holding auditions, shooting films there. Like, it's something that, you know, we're really proud of, so.
Now, Justin, my sources have told me that you've actually done a few short films and, like, creative projects before.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know a little more about that.
So when me and Nicole were in London, I did an LGBT short called Acceptance.
I told you he wasn't bad. Okay, go on, sorry.
And that actually did really well. We travelled to America with that and all around Europe, which was fantastic. And then a year ago, we shot a short film in the cafe, actually, called Sausage.
Are we getting
Do we want to explore that?
We'll leave that one at it. And we're actually working on a web series at the moment, so.
Wow.
We're actually holding auditions really soon for that, so, yeah. Stay
tuned.
Absolutely.
That's so cool. So, where did you actually get this? And it's a really interesting and clever idea. Obviously, you know, as I mentioned, you thought, I'm not great at this, and this, so I'll just throw it all in together. I'm just teasing you. Where did this come? Is this something that you'd seen when you were in London? Is it unique, concept you came up with?
London has lots of fantastic hubs, like areas where people can go, and like they've got the Actor Centre there, where a lot of actors just go and create and meet and mingle. Obviously, like when you're doing writing and stuff, it's really hard to find like a cafe where you don't get kicked out or being harassed like every, you know, half an hour to have another coffee. Because if you have too many coffees, like you're buzzing and you can't even think or write, or you just have to go to the toilet so many times.
But yep.
We just wanted like just space where you can just come and sit and relax, get creative, like be left alone and just do your own thing.
Yeah.
So and that's what you're finding is people are coming in and just sitting there and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Writing scripts or...
Exactly. We're lucky that we have two levels. So we've got a cafe area downstairs and more of like a lounge room upstairs. And we find that like people drift upstairs and then we actually forget about them and then go up there when we're closing and they've been up there for a few hours and just they're just, you know, writing on paper or going away on their laptops. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I did a little cheeky stalk. And so did some of my friends. And we found out that you host an event, Thirsty Third Thursday.
Yes.
I love alliteration. Tell me more.
A couple of times a month we hold a Thursday event. Uh-huh. Usually on the first first Thursday of each month we hold improvised monologues. So we come, a selection of actors come along, want to chuck themselves in the deep end, and we kind of give them a series of given circumstances, and from those given circumstances they create a character on the spot, and then we chuck them through an exercise and then improvise through that.
When you say monologue, can you give me a specific time frame? Because in my head I'm thinking like hours, but obviously it's not hours.
It's not Shakespearean.
No.
Depends how big your monologue is. Some actors do go for hours. But no, it's like that particular Thursday is about like just chucking yourself in the deep end, creating a character on the spot, and then, you know, improvising your way through a monologue. We also have a script reading, which we just had last week. And we used to have, which stopped this month, a writers meetup as well. So looking to do a few more things like actor, director, speed dating and a few other things like that.
What? Oh my God, we're going to have to get them speed. Do you hear that, Helen?
Nope.
And then is it like acting or is it real life or maybe it's both?
Yeah. This could be anything.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Just sounds like being on a dating app, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Just next levels.
In real life.
It's
each other's eyes though.
Now, you guys have got socials.
Yes.
Where can we all find you at?
You can find us at The Ambitious Act.
Sick. On everything, I'm assuming.
On the faces, on the Instagram, and on all of it. The Ambitious Act, absolutely.
Now,
Justin, Nicole, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. And I think you actually fit in quite well with the bad gays here on Joy.
What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad gays, bad gays. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad gays.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.